Good morning, everyone. It is a fabulous Tuesday morning. That means it's time for Tom and Shane, 10 a.m. Mountain Time every Tuesday morning. Happy to be along here with you. Thanks for joining us. And sorry we're a little late. The stupid internet here is a tin can of string. It doesn't, we don't have internet here in Montana yet. So that's our problem. So
you're on dial-up?
dial-up would be better than what we're on, so I don't know, but anyway, hey, don't forget to subscribe, hit the notification bell, like us, leave a comment. YouTube really likes that, so does Facebook, all the social medias that we're on, and we would appreciate it very much. We'd like to welcome several of our new subscribers. Thank you very much for joining us. And if you'd like to support us monetarily, and why wouldn't you? It's only $3 a month, and you get all kinds of great stuff from us personally. We personally do stuff for you. So check that out in the description below on YouTube and Facebook Live both. And, boy, we're brought to you by StreamYard. How hard can it be? I can do it if the internet works. So what's the big deal? Well, today's topic, we're going to talk about, also my graphic program didn't come on this morning, so what we're going to talk about is fire, but we're also going to talk about, there's been, Shane, gosh, 80 processing plants across the country have destroyed chickens, turkeys, ducks. They've been set on fire. I don't know what's going on, Shane. We've lost like millions of eggs and turkeys and ducks and whatever poultry you can think of, plus the processing plants are being burned around the country. So what's up?
Well, I think if you look over the historical record, you're looking for a string, like in a text, a string of messages, string of similar destruction. And it's not untoward for this type of destruction to occur in the facilities in North America. There's so many. Mm-hmm. Let's be reminded that the world consumes 1.2 trillion eggs, annually. Yeah. And the United States, is not exactly a walk-a-by. Americans consume 100 billion eggs a year.
Yeah.
So when you look at this situation that exists, as I said, you look for a string of happenings. A lot of people have considered that there might be some kind of conspiracy or terrorist issue here. But the problem that you have is that none of these seem associated in that, there's no particular market or company. And, they're in outlying areas, older facilities. So, it's probably a very common year. Not entirely. I mean, worse than most years, but
yeah.
I don't see any kind of conspiracy or terrorist issue here.
I don't either. It's a little big for a conspiracy. I mean, we're destroying these facilities. And the other thing is that, of course, a lot of this comes down to the Asian bird flu. They're destroying chickens and ducks and turkeys in mass quantities to stop this infection that's going on. So that's on top of the arson and the other things at some of the processing plants. So it's a mess.
Well, yeah, we had this issue last year when we had that 100 year flood here in the lower mainland, east of Vancouver, towards the mountains, and the whole valley out there flooded out. It used to be a swamp, 100 years ago. They drained it by canal, and they turned it into a vast area for chickens and mushroom farms and the dairy farms. Mm-hmm. The entire place flooded, was under 20 feet of water. There was almost 100 million chickens wiped out and eggs in that process.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
natural disasters aren't untold. That's why it's an interesting observation that when you look at the location of these plants that there was a list of, you'll find by looking at it, none of them are in hurricane areas or states. You know, none of them are really in tornado area or states. They're in parts of, you know, the country that you don't sort of suffer that type of natural disaster. So,
well, there were some in Iowa and Nebraska, Illinois. You know,
yeah, but I'm just saying the majority are not.
Yeah, the majority are not. No, they're further north and mostly east. So, well, let's see. And Bruce wants to know, Shane, how many plants are Chinese owned? And there are some that are Chinese owned.
Oh, that's right. I mean, there's no doubt that when you look at this list, I mean, it's Smithfield Foods, as we all know, you know, is one of those companies that is an American company. It's the one of the largest producers of pork products and pork, and they don't own any pork. They buy the pork from Smithfield, buy all their pork from farmers. Yeah. The Obama administration allowed the Chinese to buy that. So, making, of course, China the largest producer of pork in the world.
You also got Tyson, the world's largest poultry producing company.
Yes, Tyson is a major player. Yeah. That's right.
And another one is Cal-Maine Foods, largest producer of eggs, billions of eggs.
That's right.
And they do 19% of the domestic egg production. So we've got that going for us. But
the price of eggs as a commodity is up in your country. $1.88 per dozen, I guess. And poultry.
Well, we bought about five dozen yesterday for around $5.
Yeah, it's the average around $1.88. You know, and poultry is still the $7.63. And between poultry and eggs, you know, those are the two largest protein groups, globally consumed.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, then you have cattle and hogs. Hogs is the second because it's a traditional dish in Asian parts of the world. Yeah. Not so much the cattle or sheep because you need such a large area, you know, to grow cattle and sheep, as opposed to, you know, eggs and pigs.
Yeah.
But all right. I think the one company you have to be cognizant about and aware of, Cargill. It's the largest private company in the world, and it's just principally food. You know, it's been around since 1865, so 157-year-old company. You know, that has $114 billion in revenue. To give you an example of how big they are, they produce all the eggs in the United States, or all the eggs in U.S. McDonald's. You know, they produce all of them. They import product from Argentina, where they own facilities to grow. They employ over 166,000 employees. And this is amazing, in 66 countries. Yeah. So this is how big these companies are. JBS is another big one globally. It's a British meat company, or a Brazilian meat company, principally. And it's headquartered in São Paulo, Brazil. And again, this is one of these companies that has globally gone out and through acquisition, acquired U.S. assets and European assets. So all of this, you know, tends to be something of a concern for people when you look at it. Like I said, you know, is this intentional or where are we at with this? China, for instance, is the largest producer of eggs in the world. They produce almost 40%. Europe and the United States produce about 12 to 15% each. And then India, Japan, Russia, Mexico, and Brazil. The reason I bring that up is because eggs are such a featured product. Like that's my main meal, breakfast. Yeah. You know, two eggs, four strips of bacon, two pieces of toast, and cottage cheese or something else, and a cup of coffee, and I'm good to go for, until dinner. At my age, I only need to eat a couple times a day, and I need eight to 10 ounces of protein, and so I have a pretty managed diet, you know, like I didn't before, you know, before I was 15, yeah, I know. 16, you know, I pretty well ate as much or anything I wanted.
Right? Okay. 2014, U.S. poultry industry produced 8.54 billion broilers, 98 billion eggs, and 238 million turkeys. And currently, more than 27 million chickens and turkeys have been killed in cruel ways since February in a futile attempt to stop the bird flu virus from spreading like wildfire across the country. And yeah, they're not being very kind to killing these birds. I don't know if either of the Humane Society is going to come after them, but anyway.
I just want to mention, like, one of the plants mentioned was a three-alarm fire. Mm-hmm. These are big plants, the Kellogg breakfast cereal plant in Memphis, Tennessee. It last July 25th, you know, a year ago, mm-hmm. Basically. And there was a three-alarm fire. So that's three companies, 175 people to fight the fire. And so, you know, it burnt down. I mean, because it was an old 100-year-old plant. And of course, 100 years ago, a lot of wood in any facility built, you know, they'd have metal frames, you know, probably, tin or metal roofs. But, you know, the inside is principally wood, right? A 100-year-plus building.
Yeah.
So, it's one of these things that, you know, it was a rice dryer. That's all it did was, you know, dry rice for Rice Krispies. Mm-hmm. And, in the South where they grow rice, you know, alongside of their cotton. Yeah. But it is a bit of a concern in the context of where we are economically in both countries, that this happens in this last 18 month period, because it's one of the other unintended consequences of creating inflation and the price of food going up, you know, because of these different markets. You know, it's affected, you know, the price of food and supply and demand.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't kill that many chickens and turkeys and, you know, ducks and whatever. Without
fowl. We'll just call them all fowl. Fowl birds.
Yeah, that's a big hit. I mentioned earlier I bought 5 dozen eggs. It was $15 for 5 dozen eggs, not $5.
Really?
Yeah, $15 for 5 dozen eggs. So around $3 per dozen by advanced calculus. So, it's the prices are right up there with on eggs and chickens and everything both. So, and I think a lot of people may be shying away from them because of the bird flu situation, that those people who know about it may not be buying chicken products or chicken made products or turkey or whatever. So,
yeah, well, all these operations of food in Canada are monopolies because of the government. So I paid last week for 36 eggs, 3 dozen. I paid $9.
Yeah.
So there you go. But yeah. I've been paying that, you know, forever. Yeah. I mean, it's been, you know, basically $9 to $11 for 3 dozen eggs.
Yeah. I'm wondering, have you heard anything of the flu, the bird flu, the Asian flu, whatever you want to call it?
An issue here. It you know, they will in a snap. It's like mad cow disease, you know, in a snap. If there's any concern, you know, they kill them all and bury them, right?
Yeah.
They don't even burn them. They just bury them.
Yeah. Get them out of there. So, Well, that works for me. So,
unless you eat it.
Yeah, well, if you're going to burn it, there must be a certain point where it tastes pretty good, and then it gets kind of crispy.
Yeah, it gets kind of crispy, naughty, you know.
Extra crispy chickens. So, that's not good. Well, now, I don't know, Shane. It's, you know, as I say, I think we both agree it's too big to be a conspiracy, because it's in so many states and so many different areas, and there's no common company, you know, that people seem to be after. So, I don't know if it's a series of bad accidents or coincidences, or do people need the insurance money?
Well, it's sort of like it's along the if you'll allow me to make a comparison. It's similar to the fires in California, right? Mm. The annual fires because of the grass that grows there every year. We talked about this in one of our podcasts, right?
Sure.
And people, you know, are certain that it's a terrorist situation. You know, people are intentionally going up and lighting
set fires.
Well, I accept the fact it's been going on for hundreds of years. This is not new. These fires have happened in the mountains, the foothills of in California for, you know, forever.
It's, yeah. So,
that's sort of what you got to look at.
Right? They have been started by people, you know, not watching a campfire or something like that, but most of them are lightning or, you know, some other natural phenomenon.
And another thing, too, is that, you know, there's some industries in the United States that are very practical, like the oil industry. The oil industry in building or upgrading their massive refineries have included vast pipe systems of water and foam, you know, to within the refinery. So if there's some type of issue with a fire or anything, they can actually, you know, they have a fire retardant system if they need it. So most of these plants, some have burned, a lot of, like one, a plane crashed into it. Like, I don't know about that. Some guy kamikaze himself. I'm going to go take out a chicken plant because it's destroying the planet. There you go.
Was it Saudi Arabian guy or?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
So. I think when it comes to terrorism, you should have more concern about how many are coming across your southern border.
Yeah, then how many?
Then ones that are, you know, then these types of issues that are have occurred with the, you know, you have a massive food industry. You know, it's a third of your economy. You know, it's like,
it's
$1 trillion a year industry.
Three meals a day, you know, is what we normally do. So,
well, you're blessed because you know you feed yourself and half the world. So, I mean,
that's true.
Pretty remarkable thing that you know you three billion people you're able to feed. That's a lot of mouths.
Yep. Well, in hindsight, I guess we'll keep an eye on this. I don't know if anything is going to happen with it, but I guess we'll see. Down the road, we need to remind you of the award-winning Tom and Shane. We're live on radio every Saturday, 8 to 11 Mountain Time. And you want to listen to that, of course, KMMSAM.com. Anywhere in the world, all you got to do is click listen now. You don't have to sign up for anything. You don't have to join anything. You don't have to leave any information of any kind. All you have to do is listen, and you can call us. You can text us. Whatever. And our past shows are also at KMMSAM.com. We'll put this one up shortly. And all of our videos are up there. All of our radio shows are there, KMMSAM.com. And I should also remind you, we're on iHeartRadio as well. Just go to iHeart.com and search Tom and Shane. Scroll down to wherever podcasts are on that page, and we are the first one. Like it or not. So
and I just want everybody to feel comfortable. The reason we decided this topic today was because it has come up somewhat in the news, not much, but to research it and look at it and let you know, as I said, the effects are obvious to food production and the cost of food in your country, which is out of control, as we know, inflation, but also to give you the information that this isn't anything extraordinary. It happens to be a year that has occurred unexpectedly. And it's one of these things, you know, that economists, you know, should take heed in looking at. I mean, that's the one thing that surprises me the most in doing the research. Not, you know, the different departments in your federal government, not much written or seem to release any concerns or expressed any observations or investigations about it. So perhaps it's important for people to have someone who stands up, gives them the information so they don't worry about it.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, as I say, we'll keep an eye on it. If anything else develops, we'll come back with it at a later date. And so that's going to wrap it up for us today. Thanks for watching. And hey, Don't forget to subscribe and ring the notification bell. You'll always be notified whenever we are on again. And of course, that will be every Tuesday and Thursday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. You can set a reminder for yourself so that you won't miss a single episode. So that's going to wrap it up for us. And we will see you on Thursday, 10 a.m. Mountain Time. And bye for now.